One of the world's biggest insurance companies warned today that global reinsurers are casting a wary eye over Australia and New Zealand in the wake of the recent natural disasters. The chief executive of QBE, Frank O'Halloran, said the Queensland floods and the earthquake in Christchurch have forced a rethinking of the risk strategy for the region. Joining me now in the studio is our business editor, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, did Frank O'Halloran give an estimate of the cost to QBE of the recent disasters?
Well, Eleanor, those recent events in the region have really sent shockwaves through insurers like QBE, but also their underwriters. And QBE has been dealing with Cyclone Yasi and the floods in Victoria. The insurer was also exposed to the winter storms in the United States, and a bill of around about $110 million has been put on those three events. So all of this contributed to a 17% fall in QBE's full-year profit today, which is down to $1.28 billion. But in addition to this, QBE is exposed to the Christchurch earthquake, and Chief Executive Frank O'Halloran has put down a bill of around about $175 million, but he says it's still early days. Mr. O'Halloran says global reinsurers would no doubt be looking very closely at recent events and wondering how to deal with the new risk.
There isn't a reinsurer out there who is not burning and not thinking through what its strategy is going to be for Australia and New Zealand. So be prepared for pretty tough terms and conditions and pricing and higher deductibles coming through from reinsurers. And some of them may not even want to reinsure businesses in Australia or New Zealand. The good thing from QBE's point of view is we have locked in our covers for the next 3 years. And as I said, our pricing. Obviously, a lot more is going to be said about this as time goes forward, but the reinsurance market has taken a hammering from Australia and New Zealand in the past 12, 18 months, and probably 2 years now, 2.5 years.
That's the chief executive of QBE, Frank O'Halloran. And just, Peter, to recap there, there's a new risk strategy for the region from this.
Well, Mr. O'Halloran was saying that all of the global reinsurers who underwrite the risk that big insurance companies like QBE have would be looking very closely at whether or not they would want to continue underwriting that risk in Australia and New Zealand. So that's quite serious words from a QBE, which is Australia's biggest insurance company, but one of the world's biggest insurance companies. And they, as I said earlier, also have a lot of risk in the United States in addition to this region.
Well, now, the Queensland rail freight company QR National has also been hit by weather events. What did it tell its shareholders today?
Well, QR National listed on the stock exchange late last year. It was the biggest public float since Telstra's T3. There had been a lot of concerns about QR's timing given the Queensland floods, and there were continuing concerns that the stock might have been overvalued. But despite what appeared to have been a bumpy start with coal mines closed down because of the floods, slower speeds for trains, QR said that the amount of coal hauled from mines in Queensland to ports was down by just 7 million tonnes. So that's all helped QR post a half-year profit of $277.5 million, and that's higher than expectations, and its shares rose 4% as a result. So Chief Executive Lance Hockridge says with QR, while there was disruption, it's now almost business as usual.
The last couple of months had the most dramatic impact. A 1 in 100-year impact around flooding, Cyclone Yasi, etc. But we have seen the recovery of the system. Again, that speaks to the quality of the assets and the people. We certainly have more capability in terms of coal supply than there is demand at the moment.
That's QR National Chief Executive Lance Hockridge. Now, Peter, on another issue, what can you tell us about today's developments in the collapse of Opus Prime?
Well, yes, that's right. People who've been listening to this program over the last couple of years would be aware of Opus Prime, and that was a share lending company that collapsed in the wake of the global financial crisis. About 1,200 investors pretty much lost everything. So in the Melbourne Magistrates Court today, Laurie Emeny, the former Managing Director of Opus Prime, has pleaded not guilty to 26 charges relating to the collapse of the company, and he'll now stand trial in the Victorian Supreme Court next month, and along with former director Anthony Blumberg, who didn't enter a plea. So that's the latest development on that, Eleanor.
Peter Ryan, our business editor, thank you.